Citizen talking. Hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is BBS Radio. This is live. This is the show that invites ETs to call in. You know, I think they have cold feet. Yeah, they have feet. Of course, they have feet. You know, I've been asking for week after week. Come on, ETs, call in. You know, you've got telephones on your motherships up there or something similar. Or you can call in via your star seeds or other representatives you have. But it is so important for the Galactic Federation, our galactic brothers and sisters, to start talking to the general public, of which I am one of those people. Because when you finally do show up, really, the last people on Earth you want to be dealing with are the people in government. You know, you should have figured this out already. So it's, you know, it's long overdue. You need to start talking to regular people. You know, we're the ones with the good ideas. We're the ones with the ethics. The people in government don't have any ethics. They don't have any good ideas. And, you know, you want to be polite and deal with the leaders of governments. Just let me give you a final reminder. These are the worst people on Earth, you know. They're so bad at making correct decisions, they don't even know how to go to a diner and order breakfast. That's how bad they are. Well, so much for that. But while we're talking about ETs, I just wanted to start tonight's show off with a little story, unusual story that I had picked up listening to other people's radio shows over the years. You know, hey, I'll admit, I've listened to that show coast to coast, and sometimes they've had some really interesting guests on. There's this one particular show that I was listening to, and they were talking about whether it's either the guest or somebody he knew in relation to being abducted at 3 to 4 years of age, taken to a spacecraft, and then basically forgetting what had happened. And then at the age of 20, all of a sudden, I guess he was picking his nose or something, and a gold-colored ball bounced out of his nose onto the table. A sight which caused him to black out, and 40 minutes of time was missing. Under hypnosis, he recalled, a beam of light came through the window, and a ball of light went into the floor grate and retrieved the BB-sized ball and left with it. So he doesn't have any evidence, but he remembers seeing this gold, G-O-L-D, colored ball, BB size, dropping out of his nose. Well, is that a stunning story? I've heard stories like this before from people, but I just thought I'd tell it now at the beginning of the show. And I think the same individual recalled under hypnosis that he was on a craft, a UFO craft, and he saw his friend being pulled through the floor. They have the technologies to do that, actually pull your body through a solid object. I've talked to people who have been abducted, and they, under hypnosis, they remember seeing the same event happening. They themselves seen themselves being pulled through a solid wall or floor or something like that. And so apparently, you know, the technology exists to do this. In fact, I've heard people try to explain this technology. It has to do with forced harmonics, something like that. So anyhow, he's on the spacecraft. He sees his friend being pulled through the floor, struggling, obviously being abducted too. And he hits this gray alien in the face, in the eye rather, and the covering over the eyelid collapsed. And the E.T. swayed a bit back and forth, and the other E.T.s came over to grab him so he wouldn't fall to the ground. And then they consoled him and somehow, I guess, healed him. And there's another story of somebody who had a gun, shot one of the E.T.s. So it's always good to, if you're out in the woods or something by yourself, it might be good to have a gun on your hand, because that's the kind of places where people get abducted when they're alone out there, to have a gun on you, because apparently you can shoot these ETs. They drag you aboard their ship and green goo will come out and they will be seriously hurt too. So they're not immune to bullets. Well, that's just a friendly reminder if you're out there, and you have to be careful if you're out there alone in the wilderness, because you can be targeted to be abducted. That's right. And that's why you want to buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, or download it. It's out there. Google gives you the first 40 pages free. You'll get to see the table of contents, and you'll get to see some of the drawings of what the apparatus looks like that they send out of the sky to abduct people with. That's right. I got to see it and just kept my eyes wary of it. And apparently, if they realize that you see their little device or the outline of it, because the device is actually invisible, but I do a good drawing of something invisible in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. If only I had a camera with me that night, but I didn't. And that is definitely one of the devices they use to suck you up into their spacecraft. Something totally different than the beam of light that we have seen visual demonstrations of with artwork and et cetera, et cetera. The name of the show is Connect the Dots here. It is a call-in radio show. If you have something important to say, well, hey, call in. If you have a phone, that's all you need to participate. The number is 888-627-6008. And if you're listening through your computer screen, of course, the number is up there on the screen. But if you're in a spacecraft, a mothership circling the Earth, you might not be listening to the show via a computer screen. So the number is 888-627-6008. And that will be a glorious day if one of the Galactic Federation finally call into my show, though I've asked many times, you know, and it's important to have a verbal conversation with us human beings. Listen, I've experienced telepathic communication, and I can tell you for a fact there are certain things that can be ironed out in a verbal conversation that can't be ironed out in a telepathic conversation, especially when you're doing a radio show, which this is a radio show. And if you don't understand what I'm talking about, well, you need to give it a try, and maybe by experiencing verbal conversation, which you maybe haven't done in a long time, you'll begin to see what I'm talking about, because you can do a question and answer routine that you just really can't do with telepathic communication, you know? And you see, I'm the host of the radio show here. I have a listening audience out there. I want them to be able to get the point, to understand. If you telepathically communicate to me, that they ain't going to be hearing that telepathic communication, and they still might not get the message even if they were. But in a verbal conversation, we can work the conversation to make something perfectly clear. Because telepathic communication, you know, you're telepathing your thoughts to some other being. Okay, it's kind of a one-way conversation in a sense. But when you're engaged in the verbal communication, it's a kind of a volley back and forth real quickly that creates a different situation and enables to fine-tune in on the fine points of what is being said, and also expand it into other areas of comprehension simultaneously. That's right. And all those things can be done with a verbal conversation that can't be done in the same way via telepathic communication. So I just wanted to clarify that for any of you telepaths out there that think that is telepathic is superior to verbal. In some ways it is, but in other ways it isn't. And that is the truth. And like I said, in order to perceive that truth, you have to be engaging in a lot of verbal conversations. So much for that. Hey, this is an educational show I have here. And there's so many important things happening now. This is a fantastic time to be alive on planet Earth, because we're having a new timeline creeping in on us right now. We have two timelines going. We have the third dimension physical, common physical reality timeline that's still hooked in place. And as of, I think it was January of, sometimes I lose track of these things, whether it was 2019 or 2020, the Pleiadians set the new timeline in place. How do they set a timeline in place? I don't know. You have to ask a Pleiadian who's not in an Earth body. I don't have the explanation for how exactly someone sets a new timeline in place. But anyhow, that's it. It's been set in place by the Pleiadians, the fifth dimensional timeline. Mother Earth is connected to it already, and some of us are, as humans, as 3D physical humans are connected. Now, there's a lot of information that explains a lot of this, and there is a lot of explanation needed to explain this, you know? The two timelines going simultaneously, the quantum recrystallization of all matter on Earth to really cement the 5D timeline, to make you a 5D timeline human being. You have to go through a transformation. Your blood and flesh is going to be undergo what's called a quantum recrystallization of the matter. That information has been floating around Earth in books for a long time. Key books like The Keys of Enoch, Fifth Apocryphal Revelation, The Crystal Connection, a very rare book. It was given to me sort of magically. That's a whole story in itself, but I had that book, and believe me, it explains a lot of important things about how the energy shifts from the one dimension to the next, and about accessing communication. It's done on the basis of access or access denied. And that's a personal thing everybody has to do for themselves. But if you can dig up, find somehow by hook, crook, or whatever, a copy of The Crystal Connection, I think it's like 1983 book, maybe something like that. It's out of print. It'll probably be never put in print again. And it's a fantastic book for explaining things better than any other book explains certain things, especially the dimensional, the transducing of energies, or, you know, the downstepping of energies and the upstepping of energies via energy floating through the vertexes of geometric shapes. And that's it. I do some explanation of that in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, but I learned that information from The Crystal Connection, and then I went out, and I experienced visually seeing this setup in nature, the geometric shapes and the sparkling points of light through which the energy flows, which was explained by that book, The Crystal Connection. And then I went out there and took amazing pictures depicting these points of light and depicting other living creatures on Earth that live light trails. Again, it's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's the only book on the face of this planet Earth that reveals these certain mysteries, that has these specific pictures that no other book on planet Earth right now has. And that's a bold statement to make, but I've searched for years and I couldn't find anybody that had the stuff that I acquired by just going out there at night with a simple B-sending camera. You ought to get, you know, you ought to do your own investigations. You'll pick up things, too, if you go to the right places. Go to gatherings of the, if you're in America here, you'd want to go to the gatherings of the Native American tribes, especially the national gathering. Happens once a year. That happens in July, but there's other events that happen in other different places. You have to go search for these things. And you'll find them, and I'll give you a clue that a place to find these creatures that leave the light trails and that a camera will pick up, but you probably won't see because it's beyond your vision, your normal human vision to see it, is spruce trees. For some reason, these creatures like to nest on spruce trees, and they fly around leaving the light trail leading up to the spruce tree, and then there will be a whole crowd of them like insects hanging out on a spruce tree. And then I tested this theory with other spruce trees, and I found small amounts of these creatures that leave light trails that the camera will pick up. Or rather, film will pick up. Film can pick up certain things, talking like 35-millimeter film. It might work for 16-millimeter, too, but nobody uses that anymore. Everybody uses 35-millimeter film. We'll pick up things that digital cameras won't pick up, and that digital film won't pick up. And that's part of the digital conspiracy, too, why they switched everything over to digital, because they don't want people discovering these things, that, you know, the no-good so-and-sos that are still running our world, ruining our world, the dark side. There's still some of them here, and they're doing their best to make our lives miserable, because that's how they get their jollies and the run down. That's all they see us for, you know. Slave labor and creatures that they can make suffer, because a lot of them get off on making other creatures suffer. So anyhow, that's why you want to get my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's out there, you know. It cost me a lot of money to print the book, get it, because I wanted it all done my way, and I wasn't going to ask permission to do anything from anybody. And I got it done my way. Of course, it was done by a company that kind of degraded all the photos in it, but the photos still tell the story, even though they're degraded. They're not crystal clear photos, but I would have had to pay a fortune to get that, I find out now, and I had to go with the lowest price I could find. But the photos are still magnificent, even though they're downgraded a little by the cheap company that I had to deal with to get my book printed for what I could afford. Unfortunately, I'm not selling a lot of the copies, you know. It'd be nice if you, the listeners, would download a copy. It's available on Google Play, iTunes, you name it. It's available. You can order it at Barnes & Noble, too, and get the 8.5x11 book, which I recommend. Sure, it's going to cost you more money to do that, $22, $23, $24, or whatever, you know, as opposed to a $5 download from Amazon or somebody like that. You know, a notepad, I think it's $7. Sure, it's cheaper, but there's certain advantages to having the book in front of you with the 8.5 by 11 soft cover book in front of you. You can actually switch back and forth between the pictures, and there's a lot of pictures, faster than you can do on the screen. And there's something, it's less taxing on your eyes to read from a book than it is watching a screen. Not all of us have screensavers. Not all of us know the tricks of how to save our eyes when we're spending a lot of time on computers. And you can take a book with you and go out and sit in Mother Nature and read the book there. You know, because it's healthy to be in Mother Nature. Sitting in your house in front of a computer screen with a lot of negative energy from the machines is not healthy. Hey, this is an educational show. So anyhow, back to the two timelines. If you're listening right now, I'll give you a warning to get yourself a pencil and paper so you don't have to re-download the show, archive the show in a couple of days to get the detailed information of sites you ought to look up to educate yourself about what's going down with the third dimension timeline and the fifth dimension timeline, and who's going to go from third to fifth, and who's going to go to another planet. All this information is available now. So, if you got that pencil and paper ready, a great site to go view on Twitter, and you don't really have to even belong to Twitter to go view tweets on Twitter. You just can't interact with them if you're not, you haven't joined up. But it's good. It's actually a good thing to join up, because there's a tremendous amount of New Age knowledge floating around there, and there's a tremendous amount of warnings about how, of why you should avoid the toxic vaccines and all the bad things that mainstream media is lying to you about. There's a tremendous amount of information out on Twitter. So anyhow, they refer to things on Twitter as hashtags, and they got that symbol, the A with the half circle twisting off the end of the A, that signifies hashtag, and after that is your hashtag. So you'd want to go to hashtag Victoria Grish 1. Tremendous amount of information about the third dimension and the fifth dimension, how this is playing out. And, you want to know about this because we're living through it right now. So I'll spell that hashtag for you. Victoria Grish is spelled capital V, small letter I-C-T-O-R-I-A, capital letter G, small letters R-I-S-H-E, and the numeral 1. Victoria Grish 1. And you will become a smarter person, and you'll become aware of what's going down. And as of the 11th of November, it's a sealed deal, Regardless of how many bad things the dark side comes up with, they're like fighting a losing battle. They can't win. They're sinking in the quicksand, whether they know it or not. And they can howl and rant and spit all kinds of venom at us, and they're going to try to, make a big showing of how evil they can be before they finally sink under the quicksand. The deadline right now, as I picked up from Twitter, the people I follow, is that the Galactic Federation, Ashtar Command, who's handling the policing of the operation and the roundup of the bad guys, finally, the last deadline they gave them was to get up and get out off our planet by December 31st, end of this year. And apparently if they don't, it will be a wonderful sight to see. The Ashtar Command of the Galactic Federation is going to send their police squad down to Earth and remove these criminals. The scum we all hate, like Gates and Fossey and Soros and Biden and the whole stinking lot and all those other crooked leaders of countries, Macron, Trudeau, Bojo, Boris Johnson, Merkel, even though she's stepping down, she's a nothing but a no-good so-and-so. I got to round up all these dirtbags, and that'll be the beginning of changing our world for the better. So it's something to look forward to. It's not that far away. Of course, meanwhile, we still have to listen to the liars on TV trying to tell you the vaccines are safe when tens of thousands of people have died. Over a million people have had serious adverse reactions. And they're still out there doing their song and dance. Oh, the vaccine's safe. Oh, get vaccinated. Oh, do this, do that. Stupidly volunteer to kill yourself. And what else is going on? Oh, the chemtrail planes are back in full force again, last ditch effort. Let's just pollute the air as much as possible before December 31st. You got to wonder, how can these pilots, and they think their stinking job is that important, that they're willing to go out there and pollute Mother Earth, destroy the air we breathe with all kinds of toxic pollutants. And if you just go, again, you'll find the list of bad ingredients out on Twitter. Twitter is something, a good place to get a lot of information, believe it or not. You just got to be careful what you say, because they have their troll squads just looking to find people violating the rules, which are, in most cases, ridiculous rules. But you quickly, if you've been on Twitter, you can quickly learn how to navigate around them. You know, the tricks are easy. You misspell the words. You know, things that the machines can't pick up, but humans, we can figure out what you're talking about. So that's it. Hashtag at Victoria Grish. Capital V, small letter I-C-T-O-R-I-A, capital letter G, small letter R-I-S-H-E, one, the Roman numeral. And another place to get to understand, this is where the information gets released through the COBRA organization, representing the Galactic Federation of Light, the 52 star nations that are in our solar system, amongst billions of spacecraft, I hear. They are, and they're doing all kinds of work, and you ought to be interested in the work they're doing for us, things that we could never do for ourselves. Getting rid of the bad guys in outer space, the bad guys on the moon, the bad guys underneath the Earth, in caves, We're talking about reptilians and Dracos. Dracos kind of look like the Mothman creature. If you're familiar with that. Kind of like with a devil face, flying devil bats with tails. And yeah, that's what Dracos look like. You can find that info out on the internet. So the other important site to visit, I think it's actually on YouTube probably, but you go in your Google bar. Most of us use Google Chrome, but whatever your search bar is, and this is what you put in. 2012portal.blogspot.com. And that's where it is loaded with information. You can spend long hours there educating yourself what has happened, transpired over the last couple of years, and what is about to happen. And again, that is 2012, however you want to say it, 2012portal, P-O-R-T-A-L, blogspot.com. Blogspot, blogspot, just like it sounds. 2012portal.blogspot.com. And you'll become a smarter person, and you'll be aware of what is happening behind the scenes right now. And I just want to remind everybody, December 21st, yeah, we know it's the winter solstice, but there is a global mass meditation taking place. It'll be the last big one that is necessary to put the icing on the cake, as the saying goes. And you extraterrestrials out there listening in your spacecraft, you might not understand what that means, but Google it. The icing on the cake. So the rest of us Earthlings, we know what it means. The down here on the surface, yeah, we know what the icing on the cake means. And there is a petition to be signed before December 21st. It's floating around out there on Twitter. And that same hashtag at Victoria Grish 1, if you scroll down, go to them, scroll down far enough, you'll find the petition. You can also go to We Laugh. We love mass meditation. You also go to the Sisterhood Rose, spelled just like, you know, at Sisterhood Rose. They advertise that too. But it's out there, the petition to sign. You got nothing to worry about signing it. No, you're not going to get in trouble by signing it, but it's important because it's a documentation for the Galactic Federation of Light to know that there's a significant amount of people on Earth, you know, who have the guts to stand up for what they believe in and are willing to participate in bringing on the 5D Earth. You know, we have we as human beings, we have our duty to do here. We have to participate in this. You know, this isn't going to be a welfare thing where the government is going to do everything for us. We have to be participants in this. You know, understand that, you know, as much as the Galactic Federation is doing for us, and they're doing many things that we could never do, and I've investigated this, and that's for sure, none of this nonsense, we could do it all for ourselves, we could never do it all for ourselves. We'd be stuck in the situation we're stuck in still right now. With more people getting, with the New World Order going full steam ahead with their depopulation schemes. And we would never get out of the matrix completely. Small groups of us would be able to free ourselves, but not completely. So we need to thank the Galactic Federation for all they're doing. 52 star nations from all over the our universe, our galaxy. They're here in our solar system watching this, what's transpiring. This is the first time in the history of the universe that a whole planet is going to ascend. That's right. That is the initial plan, that everyone alive on planet Earth in human form, that is human, will ascend into the fifth dimension. Yes, we still have imposters walking around us. Again, I mention it every other week. One of the most important science fiction movies to watch is the movie called They Live. 1988 movie. Science fiction, They Live. It reveals so much about what has been going on behind the scenes for a long, long time. But it's coming to an end, thankfully. But if you haven't seen the movie, you need to go see it just to wake you up a little. Yeah, there's so many people walking around, they're still asleep in the Matrix. If you haven't seen the Matrix movie, well, damn, you need to go see that too. And there's a lot of other great movies. I talk about one of my favorites. You got to be interested in old science fiction, because from the 50s on, science fiction was revealing real secrets, you know, that wouldn't be allowed as educational truth movies. They had to put it in science fiction to get it out there, because they could deny, well, we're not revealing hidden secrets here. This is all fantasy. It's science fiction. But don't you believe that? The science fiction movies were revealing a lot. And one of the best ones that relates kind of what we've got ongoing still until we finally free ourselves here on Earth with the help of our galactic brothers and sisters. It's a 1957 movie, I think it is, from Great Britain, United Kingdom. And it's called... Quatermass 2, subtitled... never mind the subtitle. It's a movie. There was a series in Great Britain, a six-part series called Quatermass 2. But then they made the movie, Quatermass 2, subtitle Enemy from Space. That's it. Quatermass. Quatermass. Numeral 2. Quatermass 2, subtitled Enemy from Space. Yep, and that movie talks about an alien invasion where these creatures, not like us at all, in fact, they need a toxic environment to live in. But they came here in small little asteroids, and when people stupidly would pick them up, they would pop out of their little asteroid shell and enter the physical body of the human and take over the mind of that person immediately. And then the person was turned into a zombie clone to work for them, the aliens. And we have mind control situations like that on Earth ongoing right now. I mean, they will be brought to an end, but it's a great movie to watch because it shows you how another species could come to our world and all they would have to do to get things their way was get control of the key people, which... it's kind of very similar to what's ongoing now. In that movie, they gain control of all the key people in the government, the military, and the police. And getting control of the police is a common story in many science fiction movies. And, of course, why do they want control of the police? Because when the people try to... reveal the truth, the police come down on them hard, you know, just like they're doing in Australia now. Yeah, Australia's like they've totalitarianized Australia, and the police are ruthless. And same thing for New Zealand too, you know. And the government are all mind controlled. They made all these laws. They gave the police extra powers, and they made all the laws to keep the people locked in their houses and destroy society and ruin everybody's lives and try to force people to agree to having poisons injected into them. We're talking about the COVID-19 vaccines, which are really not vaccines. They're concoctions. Toxic concoctions designed, they don't kill you right off the bat, they'll kill you down the road. And they'll destroy your ability to procreate, all part of the depopulation agenda of the New World Order. But that is going to be brought to an end, but meanwhile, they're sucking people in. And unfortunately, the people that are dying, they're missing out on the greatest event that ever took place on planet Earth. We're in the processes of it happening now, and they've missed out on the finality here, to be here, which will be a glorious moment. I'll talk like a Klingon, you know, if you know anything about Star Trek and the Klingons. Everything is glorious. glorious outcome of the battle. And we are in a battle right now, whether you know it or not, we are in a battle. This is World War III, the undeclared war. We're battling both spiritually and physically against the dark side, whether you know it or not. Well, some of you asleep in the Matrix, you probably don't realize anything's happening. But, like I said, this is an educational show, you know? And the participation in the show, if you got a phone, you can participate if you got something important to say. Or maybe even if you have a real funny joke, that's permitted too, but it better be funny. It's important, and this stuff pops up on Twitter all the time. There's people posting things. They give directions to go to a YouTube, or so you can, we'll have videos on taking command of your life, and something called a contract cancellation. As the word has it out there on the internet, everyone living on Earth now, in order to come here because the dark side has fully controlled this planet for at least 25,000 years, and of course, to some extent, partially, hundreds of thousands of years, they set up this thing for the last 25,000 years. If you wanted to incarnate on planet Earth, you had to agree to have, one, your memory erased, and two, devices, control devices implanted in your energy field. And for those of you who are not aware, the physical body is not the complete human. That's only one part. There's basically five parts to a human body. You've got the physical body, the blood and flesh with the DNA in it, and you've got the energy bodies, invisible to regular human sight. And they're non-physical. And that's why modern medicine is such quackery, because they only deal with the physical. That's why vaccines are illogical, because it only deals with the physical. You know, you want to heal the body, you have to deal with the energy levels, too. And we're all going to get an opportunity to heal our bodies, and even get younger once the Galactic Federation lands here. They're bringing what's called med beds. Simple procedure in 3 minutes can change your body around to a, if you were in your 60s, 70s, or 80s, you could be in your 20s or 30s. Kind of a fountain of youth machine. And they have all other kinds of things to get rid of all the ailments you might have. So all these good things to look forward to. That's why you want to participate in the upcoming meditation. That's why you want to sign the petition, because we want this to happen as soon as possible, and we want the Galactic Federation to, on December 31st, to send their police squad down here and arrest these criminals that have been destroying our world, you know? And they're going to take them off our world and basically toss them in the big central sun, where they will be disintegrated. And that, you know, what can we say? Justice for the criminals. So back to a contract cancellation. I'm going to read one to you, one that I've signed. I've done it. You know, went to the YouTube video, followed along with the, they walk you through these things, and they put it up on the screen, and they They want you to write it down, and then you keep it on a sheet of paper so you can reread it to yourself just to remind yourself you already did this, or you can show it to others, and then you sign it at the bottom. And I've got mine signed, but I wanted to read it to everybody here so you understand what a contract cancellation is. And just by reading this out loud, you can begin to disintegrate the implants and cancel and nullify all agreements and supposed penalties that you might have to pay for breaching the contract by simply canceling the contract. And so here's how it goes. I will read it to you slowly. In the name of the I am that I am, in the name of the divine soul presence that I am, I cancel and nullify all my contracts and agreements in the past, present, and future made between any part of my being and the dark forces. I decree and I command that all consequences of these contracts and agreements are null and void and are completely and permanently erased from my reality. I am now a sovereign and free being of light from now and for all eternity. So be it, and so it is. And I signed mine, Tom Edison, because that's who I am. I am Tom Edison, the man who ran four times already as a write-in candidate, U.S. presidential candidate. And I'm running again. I've thrown my hat in the ring, and I am running for the fifth time as a write-in candidate for the U.S. presidency. And you can see my website is up already. But since I haven't changed any of my agenda and what I'm bringing to the table, I kept the 2020 site the same. So the 2020 President Tom Edison.com site is my 2024 presidential run. It's still up there. Go look at it and see what a real candidate brings to the table. Plus, I give mention to the easy, realistic cure for any virus. You know, it was invented over 100 years ago, but I gave listening to it there. You know, if the media was put in the right place, we could have these devices in weeks ready for everyone to get the answer. The way to get rid of any virus, it's vibrational frequencies. You simply find the frequency of the virus you want to get rid of, and you broadcast back that signal through a broadcasting device, and the viruses that may be in your body shatter immediately, like the opera singer singing the high C note that breaks the glass. That's how simple it is. You know? Why aren't you being told that? You know? They go, well, you know, we know why you aren't being told that, because they don't want you to be cured of anything. You know, that discovery of over 100 years ago was buried. The models that were working models were confiscated by the government, working, of course, hand-in-hand with Big Pharma back then. And, they, you know, all the info's out on that already. You know, Rockefeller started Big Pharma here in America. And other big shots, famous name people were part of it too. And the big pharmaceutical companies, they're all part of the scam, the New World Order to destroy. They're dedicated to making profit off of destroying your health. That's why you shouldn't get a vaccine. That's why you shouldn't get any of their medications, really. They're not necessary. They're a natural cure for everything. And vibrational cures can cure anything. And that's what we're going to be given when the Galactic Federation lands. But we could have this for ourselves now. All we have to have is some responsiveness. I'm telling you, that is the simple answer. Is there anybody listening to me tonight that knows somebody who's a scientist or are scientists themselves? It's not that difficult. Get yourself the equipment to find the frequency. Get yourself a sample of the virus that's going around that everybody naturally cures themselves of. 99.8% of everybody who's been subjected to the virus is going around. Their natural immunity takes care of it. So it shouldn't be that hard to get a sample of it. And then just find out the frequency of it and then put that into a device. Then fabricate a device that can send out that frequency and just run it, expose your body to it, and you will be cured. And so will everyone else that is exposed to that frequency. So, hey, this is an educational show, and we're coming to the end of this show, but I just want to remind people, listen, I've got 25 really good videos out there on YouTube. I put them out there. Some are entertaining, some are educational, but they're all interesting. You know, I don't do anything that's boring, and they're free, you know? And if you go to BBS Radio, on YouTube, the easiest one to go is Are You the Pardon in Kind? Which in about a minute now, you're going to hear the lead guitar solo too. Are You the Pardon in Kind? Yep. And you got to spell pardon in, P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N. You just Google that in the Google search bar. You won't even have to go to YouTube, and the YouTube will pop up there, and you'll see a picture of me with sunglasses on. Just click the button and enjoy it, and you'll find out what partying kind people look like, and you'll listen to some tasteful guitar playing. And, of course, my Subway Fantasy 3, I've got three of them up there. I got Subway Fantasy, I got Subway Fantasy 2, I got Subway Fantasy 3. It's out there. Those are other things. Just Googling the word Subway Fantasy or Subway Fantasy 2 or Subway Fantasy 3. I use the regular numbers. You know, I don't spell out 2 or 3. I use a number. So just Google it, Subway Fantasy, and you'll start seeing these amazing rock and roll documentaries that I had put together. And you'll get an education a little about that great format called rock and roll. And then if you find it that I've done something to create some enjoyment in your life, have a little compassion and donate to my show. Go on BBS Radio, check out my show, Connect the Dots. It's listed as Sunday morning from 12 a.m. to 1 a.m. Central Time. Even though I do the show from the Eastern time zone, so if you're in New York, it's 1 a.m. to 2 p.m. But all the shows on BBS Radio are listed in Central Time now. And so mine's listed on Sunday, 12 a.m. to 1 a.m. And then the show's Connect the Dots. Just click on the name of the show, and you will see mention about donating. They give you three small prices, $2.99, $3.99, or $5.99 to my show, so I can make some money, you know. I have, because this is internet radio and I have no sponsors, I have to pay to do the show, you know? I don't have any sponsors paying for the show. I don't get a salary like George Norrie of Coast to Coast gets. So I could use some cash, you know? I live below the poverty level, believe it or not. And it'd be nice to get some reward back for all I put out there for free. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. Hey, tell your friends next week to tune in. You know any extraterrestrials? You have any connections to Galactic Federation? Coax them to tune in. Coax any of them, or the starseeds. You know any starseeds personally? Coax them to call in. You know, we need to get some communication going here. Because they're coming, and it's going to happen sooner than you think. And don't forget to look for the petition to sign, and don't forget to take part. Mark it on your calendar, December 21st, Global Mass Meditation. You know your participation is... okay, I'm going to do a countdown. You're going to hear the music, the end of Are You the Partying Song. You the party in kind, followed by my anthem. I gotta be somebody. Got a YouTube out there for that one too. It's my anthem. It could be your anthem too. Listen to the words. Okay, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, I know I was here. My stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.